Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, we'd like talking to Jonathan Coachman, formerly ESPN, back with WWE for a little while now. He joins us on the Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores guest line. Truly steps beyond convenient. Coach, good morning. Long time. How you doing, man?
Good morning. I'm great, man. How are you guys?
We're good. So we wanted to touch base with you again. We know you're on the broadcast this weekend. This is we love the wrestling, and this is a big weekend for WWE Royal Rumble. Tell us real quick, when are you on this Sunday?
I'll be doing the I'm kind of like the lead host now for the company, so it's a great gig to have because I don't have to go I don't travel every week. I just do the pay per views, which is awesome. And so I'll be doing the 2-hour pre-show on the WWE Network, which I believe starts at 5 p.m. Eastern time on Sunday, live from Phoenix.
Yeah, and how about that? How about that now, that it's at the point where not just WrestleMania, which we know is the monster show, but even an event like Royal Rumble, Chase Field, I mean, you're talking 50,000 people there, right, Coach?
Yeah, it's going to be awesome, man. And not only that, but we also have a Royal Rumble access, which is something – guys that we've only had at WrestleMania before, but it's become such a big thing now. And the Royal Rumble, I believe, and I think Vince would probably argue with me, I think the Royal Rumble is the second biggest event of the year. They would argue that SummerSlam is. But this is kind of the beginning of the road to WrestleMania, and the next 2 months is awesome, and it's so much fun. And right now, the WWE is on fire, as is a lot of other live event companies. There's a lot of WWE superstars who want to win because, as you guys know, being big fans, if you win the Royal Rumble match, then you get to be in the main event at WrestleMania, which is literally a dream come true for any person that's ever dreamed about being a sports entertainer, a pro wrestler, or just being a part of WrestleMania. But you got to be able to win this Sunday.
Now, for folks who don't know, real quick, okay, Royal Rumble, 30 men in, over the top, Battle Royal style, winner gets to go to WrestleMania. Now, Coach, you, as a broadcaster, you were in the Royal Rumble 1 year, correct?
I was in the Royal Rumble 2 years.
How long ago was this? Which years was this?
I believe my 2 years were 04, 06,
Tell us how this goes down. Do they tell you a week before? Do they tell you a day before? Like, when do they tell you, hey, we're putting you in the event?
They told me the week of. But you got to remember that in my first run in the WWE, I'm 6'3 and a half, 250 pounds. And I was way too big to be interviewing guys backstage. So when I became a character and started wrestling a little bit and getting physical, which was I enjoyed it so much. And they came to me and they said, you know, we want to put you in the Royal Rumble. And 1 year, I was in for 37 minutes.
How's that possible? Are you just like hanging under the turnbuckle for half the time? What are you doing there?
Hey, do not disrespect me.
Yeah, don't pull the curtain back.
Don't disrespect me. What do you mean, hey, under the turnbuckle? I was only under the rope. I was not under the turnbuckle.
Yeah, you gotta be hiding, man, for half the time. I mean, who threw you out? Was it a really big guy who threw you out?
Well, I don't know. Do you consider Big Show big?
Yeah, man.
See, I tell people all the time, my 2 years, I got thrown out 1 year by Big Show and the other year by the legendary Nature Boy Ric Flair. So I tell people all the time, it took either a Hall of Famer or a future Hall of Famer to get me out of the Royal Rumble and knock me out of WrestleMania. But I also took 33 chops that year from Chris Jericho, and they thought it'd be funny just to kind of tee off on my chest.
Well, yeah, that's one of those deals where they're trying to say, hey, you think you can hang with the big boys, right?
That's exactly right. And then you just got to kill time when you're in there trying to stay in. So those guys said, you know what? Because they did respect me, but let's be honest, I was taking a spot of a full-time wrestler, and that picked a few of the guys off. Let's just be honest. And so I took it. I didn't complain about it. I went back. I got in the shower, and then you would have thought that a five-year-old little girl was taking a shower because I screamed like it was the worst thing I'd ever felt in my life.
You're taking,
when that water hit my chest.
You're taking.
Oh, it was brutal.
20-plus chops from Jericho. Like, are they bare-chested chops, or you got some gear on?
By that time, they had ripped my shirt off. I came out. I always wrestled in a shirt, but they had ripped that off by that point, and so they were straight to the chest.
Oh, well.
But they probably respected you for not complaining about it, right?
No question. Yeah, I always took whatever I took. I took like a champ. Whether it was going, I've been through. I counted up the other day because I always kept track. 18 tables in my career, I've been put through. 18 tables. So I always took whatever I was going to take like a champ. And, I tell a lot of kids when I talk to them, you never know how tough you can be until you're forced to be tough or what you can take until you're nailed in the chin. And I didn't know what I could take before I got into the ring, but it was, you know, hardest thing I ever did, but I tell you what, it's so much fun. And I miss it a little bit, but not enough to go and say, hey, I'd like to do it again.
Is Titus O'Neil going to be able to make it into the ring, or is he going to go ahead and bet on sliding up underneath it?
Hey, you know what? There are some jokes that never get old, and that's one of them whenever you see Titus. And this is a guy that I'm telling you, after he – and that happened in Saudi Arabia.
Right.
So for people who don't know, when he was running down to the ring, he tripped at the basically the last – he tripped over the mat, and he ended up underneath the ring.
Yeah, he's lucky he didn't hit his face off the corner of the mat.
He could have broken his neck.
Yeah.
100%. A million different things could have gone wrong. thank God it didn't. But I still think that was the funniest moment in the history of the WWE.
Did he take it like a good sport?
Oh, are you kidding? He had a T-shirt made by the next week. A T-shirt was made with basically that silhouette of him falling underneath the ring, and just his feet coming out of the ring was what the T-shirt looked like, and it sold like hotcakes. It was great.
So
he took it like a champ.
Again, WWE Network this Sunday, 5 p.m. Royal Rumble. Coaches' rights, the second biggest event of the year. Without peeling the curtain back too much, how far in advance is the Royal Rumble match planned?
Well, they start a few weeks because. For people who do, I'm trying to make a metaphor here or a comparison. Imagine, let's compare it to Dancing with the Stars. So you've got this long dance, and now it's not just the men, but now the women have their Royal Rumble match. So it's every 90 seconds or 2 minutes. They change it all the time. But you've got both matches that last over an hour. So imagine putting together a dance, and now it's two dances. That lasts over an hour, that's entertaining, fun, different spots, that the fans are not going to, you know, just sit on their hands, that they're not going to go get popcorn. Or, you know, you've got to make every single moment matter. So you can't start that on Sunday morning. You got to start that, what, 2-3 weeks ago to figure out exactly how you want the dance to go.
Coach, what kind of proposition did McMahon make to Batista to get him to come back?
Well, I mean, Batista is one guy. I've got a very, very, very long list of guys that if they think I've forgotten them beating me up years ago, they're sadly mistaken. And Batista is the one WWE superstar that sent me to the hospital.
Oh, he's on the list then. He's on the list.
Why? What'd he do?
Well, we were in Steubenville, Ohio, and imagine the old school junior high locker room. And you know how you have that long cement slab that goes down the locker room, and then you got the coach's office at the end of the locker room, right? So we were at a Friday night. We call them house shows, right? You guys know what those are.
Yeah.
And so right after intermission, me and Batista were going to do a thing where I came out and started talking trash. He come out, tell me to shut up, and then give me every one of his finishing moves. Well, I hadn't worked with him in a while, so I wanted to kind of practice a little bit. Well, we went full speed, but we forgot to look up, and I was what we call posting, so I was going to post off his shoulder, and then he throws me up and then slams me. So I went straight up, and my head went straight into the cement slab that was running along the along the center of the locker room, and it left the skin off the top of my head on the cement slab. I fell down, knocked me out cold. And right as I did it, Triple H walked around the corner. He claims that that was the funniest moment he's ever seen in WWE. And the next thing I knew, when I came to, they were putting me on a stretcher, put me into an ambulance, and took me to the hospital, and I never got to be in the show.
How bad is the ribbing in the locker room? Because Romberg here, I mean, he played in the NFL for 9-plus years. I mean, you know, we've heard a thousand stories from him, NFL locker rooms, and it could be a little bit rough. And I would imagine WWE is pretty rough as well.
It can be. But, you know, the one word that we all live off of, and that's respect, and that's loyalty. I guess that's two words. So if you respect me, because let's be honest, just like in the NFL, we're literally putting our bodies and our livelihoods in the hands of other people. And so you have to trust that their training is enough. And that was the biggest thing I had to overcome when I started getting in the ring, whatever I was doing, is that the other guys had to trust that I knew what I was doing. Because if you make a wrong move, if you make a wrong anything, it can be a disaster, right? So there is a lot of ribbing that goes on. But at the same time, there's a lot of respect because people understand on any given night, at any given moment, something could go wrong, and you just hope that it doesn't. So there's a lot of that, but there's also a lot of taking care of each other, too.
We got Jonathan Coachman here with us. Again, WWE Network, 5 p.m. Royal Rumble's this weekend. It's a huge weekend overall for WWE. Coach, I'm trying to win that money this weekend, okay? So, you know, if I'm going to play some odds here for who's going to win on Sunday, do you have a hot tip maybe for us?
Well, first of all, no, because I like to keep my job. Second of all, there's never been, I believe, because I'm doing all, you know, 2-hour pre-show, I got a lot of preparation to do, but I never do my notes until either 2 days before or a day before. But I believe there's never been a person win from the 30th spot. So I can tell you, I would not bet on whoever the 30th spot is, and we already know who that is because they won the mixed match challenge.
Yeah, Romberg,
on Facebook.
That's our truth, man. Our truth's number 30. You're not gonna win.
There you go,
Coach.
And then the female,
win.
The female is Carmella, and she was just the women's champion. So maybe this could be the year that a person does win from the 30th spot.
Are folks aware in the locker room that you can gamble on stuff like this?
Yes, but they never do it because we're just not supposed to. Plus, it just and most places that you gamble, first of all, if any site allows you to gamble on the WWE, A, I think it's stupid.
It's so
but
great.
B, it is fun, right? And I think this is the most fun thing to gamble on all year.
Yes.
No question.
Yes.
No question. And most wrestlers are not like normal people. They don't like to gamble. They don't like sports per se, most of them.
Well, football players are like that too. Like Romberg here. Romberg doesn't know anything about gambling.
Zero.
That's
yeah.
crazy.
He knows
zero
nothing. Crazy.
Zero.
Yeah. But it's usually because you're in it. And when you're in it, you don't have time to sit back and go, are we going to win by three? You know, are we, you know. So I get it. Like, I used to love to gamble. I still, every now and then, I was in Vegas last week for the games and bet on the two wrong teams. But it, yeah, most guys don't. Most guys, we don't even talk about it. It's not even something that's ever discussed.
Were you super sour about the Saints getting screwed then, like if you had money on it?
Well, I'm a diehard Chiefs fan, so I didn't care so much about the Saints as I cared about my team not having a defense.
Listen, you can't line up offside, Coach. I mean, come on.
I agree. I'm not complaining about the loss. I'm complaining about my team and the lack of focus, the lack of defense, the lack of being able to stop a third down just one time in a football game. My anger is with my team, not with anything else, not with the refs, not with anything. We just can't stop anybody. So that's what I was upset about.
Coach, by any chance, did you happen to see Henry shoot his shot with Nikki Bella?
Oh, come on. That's an excellent job, right?
Okay. Well, first of all, it was fantastic. And second of all, if anybody hasn't seen the video she sent back to him,
yeah. So good.
That was so good.
How sexy and provocative was that one?
Oh my God. It almost feels like she's been let out of the cage,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
So she has this great long relationship with one of my really good friends. I used to travel with John Cena back in the day. We were on the road together. And, you know, I never weigh in on anybody else's relationship because everybody's different. But I think from the outside looking in, it's very hard to fathom how somebody could let, in my opinion, because if you've ever met Nikki Bella, she's one of the sweetest, but one of the most smoking hot females you'll ever meet in your life. And I can't even imagine letting somebody let her walk away. I can't imagine.
Hey, talk but to your boy, again, man. Talk to your boy.
It's not me. I'm not going to talk to him. That's his deal, not mine. But I can understand Henry Cejudo. But let's be honest, he fights at 125.
Yeah, he's 5'2".
I don't know if he can handle her. Let's be honest.
I know he's going to do his best, though, Coach.
Yeah, he's going to try.
Give it the old college try.
Give it
the old Olympic try.
Well, check,
but that was pretty awesome.
Well, check Coach out and the whole crew. It's a great weekend if you're a pro wrestling fan. WWE Network, 5 p.m. on Sunday. I'm excited for it. Excellent job, Coach. Always good catching up with you, man. Thank you.
Hey guys, you know I love coming on with you. I really, really do. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the show. And we'll talk to you down the road.
All right, Coach. Safe travels, man.
You bet.
All right, Jonathan Coachman right there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.